Hey guys, on this episode of Social Media Secrets with Rachel Peterson, that's me, I am going to be answering some amazing questions that you guys asked on an Instagram post of mine. So I'm going to be shouting out some people and we are going to have some fun. Let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. All right, guys, we have some great questions that you have been asking, and I'm so excited to answer them. We're going to dive on in and do several different AMA episodes so that you can hear the questions that people are asking and my answers on the fly, which is super, super fun. Are you guys ready for it? Okay, the first question comes from handle at Matthew R. Timms. And Matthew asks, what's your best hack for finding high paying agency accounts and closing them? Ooh, I love this. Okay, so the very first thing that is the differentiator between just a normal client and a high paying client is that you know that you can bring more value. Oftentimes I see people wanting to charge high ticket prices right out of the gate before they have experience, before they have confidence, before they even sometimes have the skills. And that's kind of a tough situation to put yourself into. Not to mention it's a lot of pressure. So as you start to get results for your clients, there's no reason why as you invest into your skills, you grow in confidence, there's no reason why you can't charge high ticket prices. The biggest difference is how you position yourself. So if you're positioning yourself as an expert and, you know, coming across delivering value, even if it's just in Facebook Lives or getting visible, stacking wins of your clients, if you position yourself as someone who can command high prices, then so be it. It's the truth. I love that question, Matthew. All right, we're going to go to the next question. And this is from at Dear Osef with two Fs. How to gain respect when you are a woman and recently became a leader in a team of men? That's a great question. It's kind of interesting because, you know, a lot of people talk about the struggle to gain respect as a woman. And I've always had a little bit of a different viewpoint on respect as a woman. And it's kind of simple. I don't demand respect. I just show up in a way that I believe is respectable and worthy of respect. And I've personally found that it always appears. The one thing that's really interesting is that because I built my companies, not stepping into someone else's company, the respect that I have earned kind of speaks for itself a little bit. I think it would be more challenging if you stepped into the role of CEO in a company that you hadn't really earned respect, if you were just hired into a company. But because I built my companies, I have the ability to choose who I hire, and anyone who is toxic, male or female, anyone who is disrespectful, male or female, is not going to stand a chance in either of the companies that I work with. So it's kind of just a matter of I show up with confidence, I show up in a way that's respectable, and I find that respect follows that demeanor. All right, we're going to dive into the next question. It is Stephanie with an F, Davis Media. So at Stephanie Davis Media says, what do you love to do to unwind from all your hard work? Ooh, okay. So first and foremost, I love playing Mario Kart with my husband or with my family. I am a big book reader. And if I'm truly trying to unwind, I step away from business books and move completely into fiction. That's where I find that I unwind super, super well. And then on the weekends, I love to purge a space in my house. So declutter it, get rid of tons of like the clutter that's been messing with my mind every time I open a cabinet. That's a huge one for me. Good question. All right. At Kistography with a K says, you know, when you're having a creative block and can't move forwards, what's your favorite way or what's your favorite go-to snack to kickstart those creative juices? Is coffee a snack? I honestly think it has to be coffee because there's nothing else that really kickstarts my creative juices quite like coffee. All right. At @youcallme_SK says, what do you love the most? Explore the world or food addicted? Interesting. I wouldn't really consider myself food addicted. I love exploring the world, but you know, I think that it's not necessarily exploring the world or food that drives my desire for adventure. It's more of the memories, the laughter, the fun that I have with friends and with my family. All right, we're going to answer one more question on this social media secrets Ask Me Anything, and that is at Creatively Made For, number four, you. So Creatively Made For You asks, how do you prioritize your to-dos and projects on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis? You know, that's something that we haven't been great about doing in the past, but since we've been implementing Alex Sharfin's cadence and the waterfall and how our business flows, it's becoming easier. And so I wish I could say that I have this down pat, but it's something we're working on literally right now as I record this episode. How do we organize everything in a way that it meets our yearly, quarterly, monthly, daily, and weekly goals? I did that in the wrong order, but Alex Sharfin has been huge for me. If you don't know who he is, check out Momentum Podcast. It is phenomenal. It's something I listen to every single day. But he's been an incredible mentor to me, and he helped me to understand like what needs to happen on different timelines. So this has been awesome, you guys. I love answering your questions. I'll open up another AMA post on my Instagram. Go to at the Mrs. Peterson on Instagram, and it's all E's and a D. Follow me and just wait for my next AMA post to go up. I love answering your guys' questions. I cannot wait to see you on the next episode of Social Media Secrets with Rachel Peterson. This episode of Social Media Secrets was brought to you by Social Media United, the leading online university for social media managers to learn how to gain clients, gain freedom, and gain an entire community of people who have their back. To claim your $1 trial for 7 days, go to www.smutrial.com. You won't regret it. I can't wait to see you inside. Sure.